Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I do want to say that there was a word, a prophetic word given, and you think about Noah, and it's a movie today that people are talking about because they made a terrible movie in regards to it. It doesn't have anything to do with the actual Noah in the Bible,
right?
And the name. They don't even change the names to protect the innocent. They just change the whole story to protect
everything.
I don't know. But either way, but what God was doing, God was going to bring, he was going to deal with mankind. Because on men's mind, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, was evil. It just wouldn't stop. And that shows you how important our free will is. Because the results, the answer was, because men chose not God and chose evil, that it had to be destroyed. And that was Noah and his family. And he said, build an ark for, but for 125 years, they listened to VFN radio. For 125 years, you know, he preached, he told everybody about this. So everybody had a chance to make a decision, but they just said, you know, no, because they did not respond to the message. And then destruction came. And the ark that he was building is called, think about it, it's the wisdom of God. It's what God said. It was about the flood. It wasn't about the ark. The ark was the wisdom of God to make it through what was about to happen on the face of the earth, because God was about to bring something on the face of the earth that was going to cause everything to be transformed, but he was going to give you an ark. He was going to give you some wisdom. If you apply that wisdom and you do what he says, you get inside of that wisdom, it will protect you through what's about to happen. Mm-hmm. And I was just speaking to John. I said, John, we're talking about this. I said, listen, you know, this is an ark. And this is very important. This is the wisdom of God. That's what God had spoken to us. This is the wisdom of God. And I literally gave him the message, the ark. And immediately he applied the wisdom of God and that type of thing. But right after that, I mean, within 48 hours or a couple of days, because it started, but the deliverance of the ark, what happened?
Well, the deluge came. The deluge came.
You're probably seeing right now. You're probably seeing
and,
why he's talking.
You know, we've had a little thing called a storm, a rainstorm. And this rain that came down for 24 hours.
50, this is his neighborhood.
50 inches, yeah. Completely just, you know, went through my neighborhood and destroyed it. I mean, destroyed a street that ran horizontal all the way across it. Knocked down cars, flipped over trucks, literally removed foundation, broke up the walls. I mean, broke up the actual floor, the road. Right. I actually stood on the road yesterday. And it was 5 feet above my head. The whole, I mean, it was just completely crushed.
Right.
And there was no
You're looking at gas lines blowing up right there. It's gas blowing up.
But the interesting thing is that there was no way out.
Totally landlocked. Every way out and in was cut off.
Yeah. For a few hours at least. Mm-hmm. And so applying God's wisdom is a very good thing.
Yes. And because, the governor of the state shows up.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody starts that one area, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at right there.
Amazing.
And so God will give you wisdom, and that wisdom is like an ark. And we talk about it, you know, quite often in prudent preparation. If you hadn't got that and listened to it, you need to get it, because in that there's wisdom about what's happening. What's amazing to me is we still have time to prepare.
Oh, man.
Yeah, right.
But that was a suddenly. Understand, things are happening so quickly now that when it's being spoken, it's happening within hours.
Mm-hmm.
And as we talked about yesterday, in yesterday's program, talking about, you know, what happened in an entire city and a county. But with this, I'm telling you that you need to get in the ark in regards to what is God saying, what wisdom he's giving you. And if you're not hearing anything, I remember I had a particular man come in to work on a piece of property, and he's talking to me. He says, listen, you know, I really love my pastor, but all he does is just preach on grace, 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 grace. And it's like the whole world's falling apart, and he's not talking about anything that's happening in my day-to-day life. And it's like, well, you should go to your pastor and say, listen, I'm concerned about what's happening. Can you help us out with what we need to do. How do we how do we live our life in this? Because we got the grace down. Mm-hmm. Now we got to figure out how I'm going to eat. Yeah. What's going to happen? How are we going to make it through this? How do I get a job? And the wisdom of God is amazing because we're seeing those that apply the wisdom. God just blesses them. And why everybody couldn't even, you know, the value of their houses is going down. We're seeing people who hear the voice of God, the wisdom of God within, was it 2 days or 6 days? 6 days. You know, their house sells in 6 days. Yeah. Mm-hmm. God promotes them, gives them a 40% pay raise, 20% pay raises. The opposite's happening to those who actually get into the ark, get into the wisdom of God. I encourage you to get it. You got to get it. Go to VFNTV.com. Request it if you don't see it up there. It's called Prudent Preparation. This is what the Word of God says. It says that a wise man sees danger and prepares. A prudent man sees danger and prepares for it. But a fool keeps going and suffers for it. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.